Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If you'd like to stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and just for a couple of reminders, if those that are online today, if you'll please keep your microphone muted until it's time for you to speak, we'd appreciate it. That'll keep us from having less feedback and maybe a shuffling of papers and other things like that. When it is your turn to speak, because not all of you are in video, if you'd please identify yourself by giving us your name, and speak loudly and speak clearly. When we come to the part of public comment after each action item and at the end of the meeting, if you go ahead and give us your comments in, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Upon completing this regularly scheduled meeting today, we will go ahead and reconvene yesterday's meeting and go ahead and conclude the items 9 and 10 that we were unable to complete during yesterday's meeting. With that said, I'll start out with item number 3. This is discussion for possible action. This is approval of the agenda for May the 6th, 2020. And I'll go back to Austin Osborne, County Manager. Do we have any adjustments or corrections to make to today's agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I do not.
Very good. All right, thank you, Austin. And then I'll open up to the general public. Does anybody have any public comment regarding today's agenda? And you'll hear me pause in between asking questions because sometimes there's a time lapse over the time that I ask a question. You hear it, and then the response comes back here to the courthouse. So without hearing any comments, if I can go to Commissioner Carmona, if I can get a motion to approve today's agenda.
Yes, Chairman. I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the agenda for May 6, 2020. I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 4. This is discussion only. We won't take any public comment. Committee and staff reports. I'm not going to go down the whole list of every county official because we went through this yesterday, but if the sheriff is online, I'll go to the sheriff first.
Nothing at this time, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. How about is our fire chief online today, Jeff Nevin?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Nothing additional to report from yesterday.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. Public Works Director, Jason Wierzbeski. Community Development Director, Martin Azevedo. From the Comptroller's Office, Ms. McCain. Communications, Dave Beller.
Good morning. Nothing to report today.
Okay. District Attorney Langer.
Nothing to report today. Thank you.
Thank you. County Manager Austin Osborne.
Nothing today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And I'll just open it up now. If I have any other elected officials, directors, or staff that has anything, go ahead and chime in right now. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on to item number 5. These are board comments. We'll take no action to public comment. And I'll start with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing special today. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona.
Nothing today, Chairman.
Thank you, Jay. I have nothing either. that'll go ahead and we'll move us on to item number 6. At this time, we're going to recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. Bringing us on to item number 7, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution 20-569, authorizing the Story County Liquor Board to waive the requirement that a pub, winery, bar, or brewery obtain an off-sale liquor license in order to provide curbside or home delivery during the COVID-19 emergency. Who wants to handle this? Mr. Osborne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go ahead and get us kicked off, but I want to acknowledge that Sheriff Fantanaro may have some things to say, as well as DA Langer. We're all been working on this. This is a response to the COVID-19 business recovery and trying to create a situation, mostly in Virginia City, that would be impactful here, to try to get businesses minimally open or at least allow them to open their doors. The governor, as we know, has defined essential and non-essential businesses, bars and breweries. Initially were determined to be non-essential and not allowed to open. There is since in the 016 declaration a mild loosening of that, but there's an element in there, to my understanding, that says that a local jurisdiction may allow off-site sales for bars if their local or board of commissioners approves a waiver as allowed by their local trust. And I would let, of course, DA Langer discuss any further that deals with those sorts of things. So really what this action is a resolution that would allow this board there to provide that waiver during the COVID-19 event to allow those bars to be able to operate in a similar type of status as other businesses in town. One thing I would like to add here that might need to be added to the resolution is that this would expire at some period, such as July 1st, 2020, and not be perpetual.
All right, very good, Austin. Okay, District Attorney Langer, do you want to go ahead and follow up on this?
I think that Austin explained it very well, that there, during the emergency, as this resolution points out, under 14.090, subsection 3 allows counties to provide emergency assistance to victims of emergency without regard to time-consuming procedures and formalities provided by the law. And this is one where we feel that is legally would be something that would go to people that do not have the off-site liquor licenses to sell the beverages curbside and home delivery. At this point, the resolution states in the end that the requirement would be waived during the emergency period only, and that would be until, this is the last line of the resolution, until such time that these entities are allowed to engage in retail sales of alcoholic beverages from within their establishments. So it is a limited time. It is under the emergency, and I think that with everything else, I'm just dovetailing into what your county manager just said.
Very good. Thank you, Ann. Sheriff Antonoro, do you have any concerns or questions regarding this?
I do not. I agree with what the county manager has said as far as doing what we can to help our local businesses out. The only thing that I would request is that the board issue a strong warning or direction to any of the businesses that may choose to do curbside or window service, that they need to do everything within their power to disperse crowds so that we don't have a situation where I've got to have deputies standing right there to make sure people aren't gathering up in groups of 10, 20, 30, like we have seen a little bit of.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or concerns regarding this?
No, I echo the sheriff's comments completely. And I believe that perhaps in our motion, we can reaffirm that.
Very good. Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona, Same question for you. Do you have any questions or concerns?
Nope. I think it's been laid out pretty clearly.
Okay, very good. I'll go to the audience now and ask if there's any public comment. Quinn, if you have a question out there, go ahead and unmute your microphone. Identify yourself for the record, please. Okay, hearing no questions. For full disclosure, I hold a liquor license in Story County here in Virginia City, but I too also have a gaming license, and so the Gaming Commission would supersede this ordinance, and so myself, I wouldn't be able to benefit from this because I'm unable to do any type of business or transactions until we get clearance from the Gaming Commission. So with that said, I think I saw somebody light up on the board here. So did anybody want to follow up with a question or a concern? Public comment? Hearing none, then, Commissioner Carmona, can I get a motion to approve, please?
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve Resolution 20-569 and authorize the chairman to sign.
I have a motion. Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, at this time we're going to go ahead and end recess as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. That'll bring us up to item number 9, and this is public comment. Do we have anyone in the audience that has public comment?
Good morning, Commissioner Chairman Sam Toll from Gold Hill. Just like to follow up on yesterday's comment, once again, taking the opportunity to encourage you to provide public input at the beginning and end of all County Commission meetings. It's interesting to note, I spoke yesterday about transparency and the lack of response to the county in public records requests. I'd like to point out that that is not an experience that I have that's uniform across the board. In fact, during yesterday's meeting, I sent Fire Chief Nevin a public records request, which he filled as the meeting was in progress. Vanessa Stevens and her office is amazing in providing access to public information. She typically gets back to me similarly. I've never had to wait 5 days for Ms. Stevens' office to provide information. The sheriff's office is similarly transparent, the assessor's office. Unfortunately, it's only the district attorney and the county manager who are responsible for stonewalling the public and their access to county information. Again, 20-some requests open, many over a year old, and my only choice, as I mentioned in a previous commission meeting, is to take you guys to court, which is a complete waste of everyone's time. And most public records request lawsuits, the journalists win, and you're going to have to provide it anyway. So I would recommend and encourage the county to loosen up, take these requests seriously. There's more coming, and we have access to the information that you keep for us. It's ours. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. We'll open up additional public comment from the audience.
Commissioner McBride, Clay Mitchell here.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to, I was a little slow on the trigger on that, on the item. I just wanted to ask for clarification that there was no modification made to the off-sale license procedure, in other words, open container, so on and so forth, that what was just passed is what you would normally be allowed to do, say, with an off-sale liquor license. That was my only question. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the question. Yeah. It doesn't change anything. It just gives a waiver for those with on-sale liquor licenses to be able to provide off-sale only during the COVID-19 event. Once this is deemed over, then we go right back to all the old rules.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Hearing none, okay, we'll go ahead and adjourn today's meeting. Where did you get going for number two?
Yeah. Roll right into it.
All right, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners is going to resume the meeting from May the 5th, 2020. We're going to hear items 9 and 10 this morning. So we won't go through all of the formalities of the Pledge of Allegiance and going through staff reports. We're going to go right to the nuts and bolts of it. So we'll go right to item 9. Austin Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a correspondence item. It is non-action. It is just to provide the public and the full commission a summary of a letter that you submitted to the governor's office on April 27th. The letter that's included in the packet really is in summary. It requests consideration by the governor's office for a phased approach to reopening Nevada, as he suggested people do already, with the sectors including non-essential and essential businesses, including restaurants, for example, hotels, gyms, and other types of specific industries that he's talked about, either verbally or in the directives. Really, the letter outlines conditions that are happening in Virginia City, primarily with very small businesses, non-corporation, folks that are mom-and-pop shops, simply trying to survive. It does talk about the live-work environment that applies up here, stating that some of these folks, if they lose their businesses, they would also lose their homes as they live upstairs, as if they did 100 years ago, where their families did. It's really the goal here of the letter is not to tell the governor we want to have a lot of people in Virginia City with lots of tourism and events or any of that sort of thing. It's not to return to normalcy. The goal here is to ask the governor to please consider the conditions that these small businesses are enduring and allow them to at least open their doors to whatever business traffic may come their way so they have a chance for survival. It also summarizes the efforts that our Quad County and our emergency manager, Joe Curtis and Laura Mather and the rest of us are taking with regard to the health aspect and testing and Story County zero cases of COVID-19 and other related conditions that would apply to the Quad County Health Coalition and Emergency Operations Center. And it does talk about measures that we have taken or are already taking, reminding the governor that we actually had taken action before his directives in Virginia City to pull the plug on events, to install hand sanitizing and washing stations, to reduce occupancy of businesses, which currently we're holding at 25%, and then our ongoing education and outreach effort to our public on the full range of everything regarding business, health, the Quad County efforts, et cetera, for our region. And there was copy to EDON, Economic Development of Western Nevada, which really covers our north end of the county, Northern Nevada Development Authority, which covers Virginia City and the south end of the county, GOED, Nevada Association of Counties, as well as a copy was given to Lyon County, Carson, and Douglas Counties. As you will see, Lyon County was pleased with the letter, and they used it for themselves and submitted it, even asking, and we were certainly happy to do that, to have their chair person sign that and send it to the governor's office, too. That's all I have for the introduction, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, very good, Austin. I want to compliment and commend you because I know a lot of effort went into this. This is also in addition to a two-page summary that was requested by the governor's office, and so this is a very good supplement to that. The more information that we can give the governor on how we are operating and proceeding in Story County, the better we are. I've sent a letter, and Commissioner Carmona has sent a letter. So I think we're pretty much all on the same page. So that, I'll go ahead and let the Commissioner Carmona speak for himself in a moment, but I'll go to Commissioner Gilman to see if you want to add any comments to this.
Commissioner Chairman, Commissioner, before we go to Mr. Gilman, as we know that this letter includes issues regarding the brothel, correct?
Not this letter. This one was excluding that.
Okay, good. So then I just want to make that clarified for this discussion that this particular letter that we're talking about does not have anything to do with the brothel.
I'll be happy to clarify, Mr. Chairman, that this letter really provided, it asks the governor to consider in his plan that we're going to make a plan like other rural Nevada counties, and we gave a very brief overview of what that our plan may have. And then at this time, there was no plan in place. That would be another agenda item. Thank you.
Great. So once again,
thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Once again, I'll go to Commissioner Gilman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we've all been working diligently with our governor, asking him to take a hard look at all the rural counties. One size does not fit all, and with the Washoe and Clark County, they certainly are facing different elements. But I believe all of our rural counties collectively are basically on the same page. And Douglas is taking a bit of a different approach. But the rest of us are all looking for the governor to allow the various counties and their leadership to make their decisions to open their counties based upon the individual requirements there. So I believe this letter is a wonderful vehicle that allows him a lot of information to consider, and I believe he's going to do that. We've had good feedback that he is sensitive to the fact that the rural counties are different. So in that case, I'm delighted to send it. And the folks that put so much work in this, it's well done. And I'm anxious to see the results.
Very good. Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona, do you want to add to this?
Thank you, Chairman. We pretty much have covered it. I think both letters pretty much have the same narrative. And I'm glad to see that Governor Sisolak did take that into consideration by allowing the counties to, move forward, but within his guidelines. So that's really all I have. But I do want to applaud everybody for their efforts on getting that information together.
Very good. Great. Thank you, Jay. I'll go to Sheriff Antonoro. Do you have anything to add to this, Sheriff?
I do not. I'm good with it.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. And then I'll open it up to any other elected officials. Any Story County elected officials want to weigh in on this? Okay. Hearing none. Let's go ahead and move on to item number 10 then. This is discussion for possible action. Review recommendations by the county staff and consider approval of a responsible and phased plan for COVID-19 small business recovery in Virginia City and Story County. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to ask DA Langer, do you want me to divide this up into two letters, or would you like to discuss that first?
In this particular letter that you did get in your packet this morning with the letter and the enclosures, the exhibits, part of that did this particular letter does have an exhibit regarding the brothel. So I would like to see them in this particular situation that we divided for the first, that it would be with Marshall, Commissioner, Commissioner Carmona, Commissioner Gilman, that you can discuss the businesses and then see if you want the letter sent out regarding businesses, excluding brothel, and then in subsection B, that would only include Commissioner McBride and Commissioner Carmona. So there would be two distinctive letters. So let's divide it where Commissioner Gilman can be part of the first discussion, but in the second one, we'll treat that differently. So it would be two different motions.
Okay, thank you, DA Langer, and how I'm hearing that to make sure I have it correct. Is what the first thing I'm going to talk about right now is to summarize the attached letter. in everything except brothels. So I will just pretend that brothels is not mentioned in this letter, and then assuming at this point if the board decides to take action, it will be everything in the letter except any mention of brothels or exhibits regarding brothels.
Correct. And then you would go on to item B, where Mr. Gilman would not be involved in that discussion, and then you'd see if you want to do a second part of the letter where you would send something without Mr. Gilman's or Commissioner Gilman's signature, and see if the two other commissioners would like to sign that particular part of a letter.
All right, thank you, D.A. Langer. Mr. Chairman, if you want, I'll go ahead and begin if you don't have any other further questions.
I don't have any other questions. Go ahead, Austin.
Okay, so speaking to just the business letter here, we had just discussed the letter you submit to the governor's office saying please consider Story County's offer to provide you a plan for a reopening and a phased approach of business. This is the follow-up to that letter that the entire board is here considering. So essentially what this does is we recognize the governor is creating this opening plan for Nevada. He has talked about a phase 1, 2, and 3 approach. So we, in this letter, are looking also at a similar approach. The governor did request comments from the rural counties, and this would be one of our comments. It really is to, this letter is a little bit based on kind of a modified approach at the federal level by the White House, what they're recommending for phased reopening of our country. And it also adds elements from the governor's directive from 016, and also provides a brief narrative, especially at the beginning portions, of why or justification on certain elements of the plan that may differ from there as they apply to Story County, with particular interest in the Virginia City environment consisting of small business, and the Lockwood environment also consisting of small business. There are elements in here dealing with essential and non-essential businesses. One element, for example, let's say is, what is the difference between a hardware store that is an essential business and another essential, a non-essential business selling, a similar like product, but they don't have the essential ability. Restaurants are addressed in here, and you will see gymnasiums or fitness gyms are addressed. The governor during the 016 announcement, he said he may consider rural counties differently than urban counties with regard to fitness gyms, as well as the size of the gyms. He made a little bit of a suggestion that something like a 24-hour fitness with 1,000 members might be treated different than our gym up here, for example, that has 150 or so members. And you'll see in this letter that there is an attachment from Divide Fitness, from Jesse. She had provided a plan that we attach here that would go to the governor's office for him to consider our gym and maybe gyms like it in Nevada to be opened under a limited basis faster than maybe larger organizations. Really, the goal, like the first letter, is not to return to economic normalcy right away. It really is to ask the governor to consider allowing all of our businesses in Virginia City, Lockwood, and our other small businesses to at least partially open and allow themselves to at least survive, offset costs, and possibly prevent closure. There is a mention in here that we may promote Virginia City to let people know that we're still here. You will see, for example, Danny Dodson has put out the Lacey J. Dalton video about, this is what's going on up here with COVID-19. But we are not actively promoting Virginia City right now to bring in large crowds of people or events. We have to create balance between our residents' needs and the health and safety of our county, along with economic development and business. CDC elements are integrated into this letter, too, and it is a reminder, once again, that we're following those at the county level, government services. We're encouraging them at the business level, and we're still, hand sanitizing, social distancing. We still maintain our hand sanitizing washing stations on C Street. We're still limiting occupancy of businesses that are allowed to open. And obviously, I think people know we're on ongoing education and public outreach. There are a couple amendments I would like to ask the board to consider to the letter that was submitted to you once you're ready for that. And other than that, I'm all finished with my introduction. Thank you.
Thanks, Austin. So, Commissioner Gilman, you have any comments on Austin's prepared remarks there, or you want to add anything to this?
If I may, I think in simple form, these are the conditions that our county staff and commissioners have identified as being the conditions to opening our businesses, be it retail, service, within Story County. And I know this past weekend, we ran a trial run, and many of the stores on C Street did a tentative open, following a lot of the criteria that's been established here. And I believe that went very well. Majority of the businesses followed the conditions, followed the criteria. And so I'm proud to present this to the governor. I would hope that he'll take it very seriously. It has been tried. It does work. I'm very much in favor of this particular document. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona, would you like to follow up?
At the risk of sounding like a broken record, I agree with Commissioner Gilman, fully in support of this letter.
Very good. Thank you, Jay. And I too am in favor of this. But Austin, I think before we were to go out and ask the public for their comments, maybe you could go ahead and propose the amendments you'd like to add to this letter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Some of the amendments we're suggesting would be the letter talks about having 25% occupancy inside businesses allowed to open. The other suggestions, including the governor's office, are 50%. So I'd suggest that we change that to 50% of your typical fire rating. The other one is there's some discussion in the letter about hotels and overnight accommodations that go a little bit further than what would be recommended otherwise. So still recommend, I think that the letter should amend to say hotels and overnight accommodations shall follow CDC recommendations completely for those types of uses. There's an item on worship that's pretty standard language that came out of the White House version. I know that there's a lot of discussion going on nationwide about First Amendment right, and there may be even some litigation occurring in other places or here. It would be probably my suggestion in that regard just to remove the word worship and let the governor's office take that as he will, because I know that he's going to treat that as it's supposed to be anyway. We don't need to get into that argument. And then the other one is I would add that this letter should also be copied to the Nevada Association of Counties. They are not shown in the CC list. Those are my suggestions.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Austin. So with that said, how about if we open up for public comment? We have someone in the audience who would like to participate in the public comment.
Hi, Marshall. This is Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Just a question. You may have covered this, Austin, and I got distracted. But what is your timing for phase one? And what is your timing for phase two? What would you have to see out of phase one to tell you phase two was a go?
Thank you for your question. Austin, would you like to respond to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think, you know, looking at the governor's plan, you know, he's looking at the test results across the state to determine that baseline.
And so with that said, Austin, I believe that Story County's phase one would follow the governor's phase one. Story County's phase two would follow the governor's phase two. And down the line, as many phases would be deemed necessary by the governor's office. Am I on the same page with you on this?
Yes, and this letter then would defer to those federal recommendations on what would happen at phase one, two, and three. It'd be an accelerated opening of businesses.
So to follow on, if the governor's phase one is more restrictive than what you are recommending, then what you're asking for in the Story County phase one is for the governor to make an exception to his phase one if it is more restrictive. Same with phase two, correct?
Yeah, I guess the answer to that would be yes. We would ask him to lift the restrictions on us knowing that that probably wouldn't happen. He's pretty much indicated that he knows that all counties are different, but he's going to treat all counties alike.
So what is the purpose of the letter if it is your understanding that the governor is not going to give dispensation to the rurals?
If you don't ask for an increase in your allowance, Nicole, you're not going to get one.
I get it. I'm just saying. So this is not a declaration of here's what we're going to do regardless of what you're saying. It's just we will do what you've asked, but here's what we're asking.
Exactly.
Nicole, this also, Mr. Chairman, there is mention in this letter and the preceding letter that rural counties are different than our urban counterparts, particularly Clark County and Las Vegas, and that they should be treated differently and allowed to open in accordance with what we recommend. What we're recommending at this point is the governor's putting his plan together. We're asking, while you're putting your plan together, Mr. Governor, please consider these elements. We're a rural county. We believe that at phase one, that this would be an appropriate opening process, phase two and phase three as well, and that this would be treated differently, perhaps, than what he may find appropriate for Clark County.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Additional public comment from the audience?
Commissioner McBride, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. Just to clarify, the letter that was posted on the county website today includes a four-page letter, which you've referred to, and then what appears to be a 15-page attachment that doesn't really have a cohesion of a letter addressing stuff. It appears really to function as an attachment to the four-page letter. You're proposing to treat these as two separate elements with respect to a technicality of having Commissioner Gilman sign one and not sign the other for the brothel. But is that, it seems like the attachment, the second document, the 15-page document, doesn't really serve any purpose other than to be an attachment to the letter. Am I understanding that correctly?
I have a response, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like.
Go ahead, Mr. Osborne.
NDA Langer may want to respond with regard to the brothel attachment, but the other attachment, for example, the letter talks about fitness gyms. It asked the governor to consider fitness gyms in rural counties in Story County differently than he might for the larger jurisdictions. And then the letter references a plan that was submitted by the only gym in Story County as an exhibit to show what that plan may look like. And the person that submitted that plan was an expert in fitness gyms and submitted that plan to be an attachment as a subject expert. The another attachment that we included here was the survey of Virginia City merchants. The letter talks about one of the issues that our folks are having is they're being forced to close, but the SBA, the PPP, unemployment for independent contractors, and other federal and state resources to help them are not available. They're encumbered, and they're not available for these businesses. So it attaches that, the survey of our local community here, that shows the challenges that these individuals are having trying to secure those funds. The brothel letter is a totally separate item because we're not talking about brothels. Unless DA Langer would like to mention, I would suggest that attachment would be completely removed from the letter for this discussion. And then anything else that's in there, the other attachment is the first letter that was submitted by Chairman McBride on his own to show the governor, here's the prelude to what happened in the letter we're sending to you now. Thank you.
And that's exactly right, County Manager Osborne. That letter is not involved because my understanding is that if this is approved today on this letter going to the governor, all three of the commissioners will be signing it. As we know, Commissioner Gilman is part of brothel, and so that letter is not going to be sent. It's part of this packaging letter with the attachments that Mr. Osborne has talked about. So take it out,
Very good. Very good. Okay. Additional public comment out there? Okay, then I'll go back to Commissioner Gilman and Carmona, and if you guys don't have any objections to the amendments that Asa would like to add to the letter, then I look for a motion to approve that.
All right, Chairman. I, Jay Carmona, motion to approve a responsible and phased plan to the Nevada State Governor's Office for COVID-19 small business recovery in Virginia City and Story County with the noted modifications.
Second your motion.
All right, it's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, Austin, you want to move on to the second letter now?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second letter would, first, before we begin this, does Commissioner Dillon, let me back up just a little bit. So the second letter would be very similar to what we just went through. And if you want, I can give you the full summary, but without the full summary, in essence, it is the same letter, but it includes a brothel component.
Okay, so with that said, let me interrupt you just for a second. Let me go over to Commissioner Gilman. Commissioner Gilman, do you have a statement to make?
I do, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to recuse from discussion or voting on this particular issue, as I hold a pecuniary interest in the business of the subject matter of this discussion. Thank you very much, and I'll join the audience at this moment.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Osborne, would you like to continue?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes. The letter that you have here is very similar to the first letter that was submitted, but it has an element regarding brothels. As we know, a brothel is a legal industry in Story County and should be included in here as a small business along with other businesses. There is a differentiation. In this case, the brothel at phase one would not be allowed to open, but there are ancillary uses to a brothel, such as a restaurant and a bar, and that there's a discussion in here that a plan for reopening Story County should consider the restaurant and bar operation within the premises to be treated similarly to like industries. That restaurant and bar does provide meals and lunches for construction workers and factory workers at the north end of the county, both on the Washoe and Story County side of the line. During the phase two for brothels is where that same element exists. But then it really becomes incumbent upon a comprehensive plan that is developed between the brothel owner and the CDC guidelines and the governor's office on looking at how to provide a phased opening of the brothel. And one of the phases, for example, the brothel would be allowed to open under severely limited occupancies and under no contact. And there's discussion on what that means. But same thing, those CDC guidelines and the governor's office will be involved in that. And then by the phase three, what occur would be a similar but expanded amount of operation in accordance with a plan that's submitted. The brothel, and Mr. Gilman, not Lance, but Donnie Gilman, is on the phone with us, I believe. He may want to speak to the attachment that he provided regarding what a plan might look like in accordance with state brothel regulations. And the plan also does reference state brothel regulations.
Okay, I think first I would like to go to the sheriff and see if he has any concerns or comments regarding this first. We'll go around Robin, and we'll come back to Donnie in a little bit. So, Sheriff Antonoro?
I don't have anything to add this time. I've looked over the letter. I expressed a couple concerns with the county manager. However, those are later on in the phases, so the concerns shouldn't be an issue as long as we're following all the health and safety guidelines.
All right, great. Thank you, Sheriff. How about you, Commissioner Carmona? Can I call on you for any comments or concerns?
I don't have any comments or concerns at this time. I do agree that, we're trying to cover all the businesses in Story County, so I think it's appropriate that we do address the brothel issue.
Very good. Thank you, Jay. Okay, so at this time, we have the brothel licensee here with us. Donnie Gilman. So if you want to go ahead and unmute your mic, Donnie.
Yes, just want to thank you for considering this, and I know our employees and contractors will be very happy to get back to work. So thank you very much for taking this into consideration.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Donnie. Okay, so this item is part two of the letter. We'll open this up also for public comment. If you have any public comment. Austin?
Similarly to the last letter, before you go to public comment, okay. I just want to remind us the same amendments of the first letter I would recommend for this letter. Thank you.
Okay, oh yes, thank you. All right, so now we'll go ahead and open up for public comment. We have someone in the audience who would like to speak.
Yeah, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. It's still not clear to me this second letter that you're referring to. I just went onto the website and downloaded the most recent packet for today's meeting, and looking for a second letter that y'all are referring to, and couldn't find one. I didn't realize that the brothel portion of the packet was separate from the 15-page attachment. So is there a second letter, or are we simply using the first letter and tacking the brothel memorandum onto it?
I ask if D.A. Langer would like me to answer that, or how you want me to handle that, Mr. Chairman.
Either you or the district attorney can handle it.
I would say what you have is that you have one letter. However, when you have one of the exhibits is dealing with the brothel that involves one of the commissioners. So you defer that the letter that's going to be sent out, the first letter would have all three of the commissioners' names on them when they send it, and the second one, which could not include Commissioner Gilman, if the board is going to send that, it is the exact same letter, minus Commissioner Gilman's name, and now the added piece of the brothel. So as far as the packet that was sent out, all the information is there. So that's at least half.
In essence, then, Mr. Toll, you could just take the letter that you see in front of you and strike out all reference to brothel. That would be the first letter. The second letter, the one we're on right now, would be exactly as written.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that clarification. It may have just made more sense to leave it alone and have Commissioner Gilman just abstain, but no big deal. I'm encouraged that the Mustang is going to be able to reopen and get some folks back to work. The concern I have is with the brothel side of the business. In looking at item 2, point F in the memorandum, it suggests that there will be no physical contact between the customer and the independent contractor. I guess, since there's no kids in the audience, the real question is, what's the point of that of reopening the sexual transactions if there can be no physical contact? I think opening the sex for hire portion of the business is premature based upon what the governor is outlining, and frankly common sense. But by no means should the rest of the brothel's business be hindered from reopening. Is there any comment from the commissioners or the DA on this?
Okay. Does that conclude your comments?
There was a question there.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Is there any additional public comment from the audience?
Just to clarify, you're not going to answer the question?
Well, this is the public comment section anyway. You know, we don't... public comment is just what that is, Sam. It's public comment. It's not a question and answer series. Although I know that we get into it sometimes when things are murky for some people, but we can't give you instructions on how brothels operate. So you'll have to go down there for yourself and figure it out.
Applying an arbitrary rule to answering some people's questions or questions that you want to answer and questions that you don't seems to suggest non-compliance with the open meeting laws. I mean, either you're going to answer questions or you're not. And it being arbitrary, I think, is out of the spirit of the public meeting itself.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. All right. If we could go on for additional public comment.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Barnes. I'm a Story County resident and the Madam of the Mustang Ranch. And I just want to bring a little bit of light to no contact. Our industry is 60% communication, going out to dinner with our escort license, gambling. Obviously, all those things aren't open now, so it will be a different escort, a different outdate. We'll have to bring the outdate to them, such as cooking for them, making it a VIP experience. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of lonely, lonely people out there that don't even want sex. It has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with companionship, somebody being kind to them, and a conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Barnes. Additional public comment, please.
This is Nicole Bard. Am I going to be able to get my hair cut in town, finally, if phase two goes into effect? Because we have a hairdresser.
Well, I didn't know we had a hairdresser.
Yeah, we do. Salons and nail places is my basic concern. So
yeah,
that's part of our plan. It's part of an essential business, either in phase one or phase two.
Mr. Osborne, did we have that covered?
Mr. Chairman, following the White House guidelines in this, that industry is not covered under the special businesses. It is something that could easily be added. And if it is added, we're going to look at DA Langer. We're still on the same agenda item, technically. I would ask that that would be added to the first letter as well.
District Attorney, good with that?
If you're going to, so you're going to go back to item A and put that one in the letter that in phase one, we want hair salons and nail salons. Do I have that correct?
That's my question, yeah, because we do have somebody that cuts hair in town. So just wondering.
If the board so desires to approve that, I would have no problem with that. That would be a certain recommendation. And as long as we follow DA Linger's process, I would ask for that to be in the first letter, too, if the board wants to do that.
Well, I don't see any reason not to.
Chairman, it's Commissioner Carmona here.
Jump right in, Jay.
Yep, I do support that addition to the letter. Like I stated previously, I think we should do everything we can to try to get as many local businesses up and running as much as humanly possible. So I am aware that there is one person that cuts hair, and if we can add that into the mix, I think it would be a good thing.
And sure. I think now that this has come up in letter B, and I think that we would have to go back to letter A because Commissioner Gilman being able to be part of that letter, let's go back and reopen that if you feel that way about it, and then we'll address it in letter B. So why don't we finish letter B and then go back up to letter A so we're not jumping from letter to letter.
Right. I was going to suggest that we go ahead and complete public comment on this item first before we go back to A. Okay? And we'll do that right now. We'll open it back up for public comment.
Chairman Clay Mitchell here.
Go right ahead, Clay.
Thank you. I just noticed one thing in that same section that Mr. Toll mentioned that may need some clarification. Under subsection G, it says that takeout orders from the kitchen or the bar would be allowed. But then in subsection F, it says that customers would be provided with masks after passing the screening tests, and they would be required to maintain their mask in proper position at all times. I don't know if that allows for actually consuming food or drink, or if that's assumed.
Mr. Osborne, can you address that?
That might be something I asked if the person who submitted the memorandum may want to discuss. I believe Donna Gilman submitted that memo. If that's what we're talking about, I believe we're talking about the memorandum from Donna Gilman for the
open. Yes. Yes, that's correct. That's what I'm looking at.
So I believe masks would be in case people were closer than 6 feet apart. And I think it's a precaution that we would take. However, if someone wants to eat their lunch out on the patio and maintain a specific distance that we have been dealing with in this COVID-19, that you could take your mask off and be able to have your meal. But the masks are more for if you're in a negotiation room or somewhere closer than you may be 6 feet for a conversation. I hope that answers the question.
Mr. Mitchell?
Great, thank you. Yeah, as long as it's understood that you know, there's that flexibility, because otherwise, you know, it seems silly to be prohibited to have to wear the mask at all times. So, yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Additional public comment? Hearing none. Commissioner Carmona? Unless you have any objections, I'd ask you to move to accept that we send this letter B pertaining to brothels.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve sending out letter B, which covers brothels.
Very good.
Commissioner Carmona and Mr. Chairman, may I ask if you add, including the amendments, I can repeat those for the record if you would like briefly.
Okay. Please.
Okay, that would be that the letter, including all businesses, not just brothels, but 50% occupancy as opposed to the 25% occupancy consistent with the governor's recommendations. The hotels and living accommodations would defer to CDC guidelines for reopening. Worship would be removed from the letter in order to defer to the governor's office to handle that. Adding NACO, Nevada Association of Counties, as a copy. Adding hair salons and nail salons, and there would be additional language to operate in accordance with CDC guidelines. Those are the ones that I have. I don't think I'm missing anything.
Okay. Chairman, do you want another motion?
Yeah, just your motion to include those amendments.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the sending out of letter B with the noted additions from County Manager Osborne.
Very good. Thank you. Before I ask for a second, I'll ask the sheriff if now that we're to this point, if you have any more concerns or questions.
I do not.
Okay. With that said, I have a motion. Do I have a second? I'll second the motion. It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, with that, we're going to go back and we'll open up the A portion of this for the first letter. And then we'll welcome Commissioner Gilman back to the board. And if we could get Commissioner Carmona, if you could go ahead and move to accept this letter. Motion to accept this letter, including the amendments put forth by the county manager.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the sending of letter A with the noted additions from County Manager Osborne.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Mr. Chairman, before you make that second, just for the record, I want to be sure since we're on a different item. All of the recommendations I made in the first one, including adding the hair salons and nail salons. Thank you.
Correct. I think we're all on the same page. So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Yeah, second.
It's been moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next up, we'll have public comment. Do we have any public comment this morning?
Yeah, Sam Phil Gold Hill. As Jay said, for fear of sounding like a broken record, my comments on public comment at the beginning and the end of each meeting make a point of saying it every time until it happens. I did forget to mention Martin Azevedo in the public records request. I was delighted to get a phone call from him yesterday asking me about the public records request to his office, which is currently stuck at the district attorney's office. He was generous enough to offer me access to the records that I'm looking for, which don't have any personal, confidential, or privileged information in them. And that's the kind of transparency I think that the voters and the citizens of Story County should expect. You know, again, frankly, the stonewalling that's going on in the county manager's office and the district attorney's office is shameful. It's against the principles that our country was founded on, and it's troubling to see that the county is claiming and championing transparency to the world outside, when in fact they're not practicing anything that could be confused with transparency. I shouldn't say the county, again, because I pointed out clearly how seriously most of the county takes the public's access to their own records. So, it sucks, but I guess I'm going to have to see you guys report, and that is reflective of the shameful approach that stonewalling will result in. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Additional public comment. Hearing no additional public comment, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you.